Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined by Holly Law, the Code Release Manager, as we start to explore work being undertaken by the Code Manager right now to improve the REC's change process. In this podcast, we'll introduce the project and go over some of the reasons why now is the right time to act. Further podcasts over the next couple of months will go into greater detail about some of the key principles, processes, and tools that will be put into place. So, Holly, welcome. Please tell me, why are we acting now to bring about these improvements?
Thanks, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here. So, as you know, the REC is now 2 years old. Ever since we switched on our service on the 1st of September 2021 and launched the new change process for the REC, we've been gathering stakeholder feedback through a wide variety of channels. This includes commissioned research, feedback through the REC portal, annual surveys, party conversations with their operational account managers, service desk tickets, working groups, engagement sessions, and even more besides.
Great. And what have we learned from that feedback?
So our stakeholders have told us that the change process is too long and it's not agile enough. It's not always clear what stage changes are at and there's too much duplication of material. We need to get better in terms of the content and the consistency of stakeholder engagement. And the perception is that some changes go into a black hole. And in the past, some of the technical changes that have been delivered have had to be reworked post-implementation.
So we've listened to the feedback. And now we're doing something about it, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. We've listened to all of this and are very grateful to those who have engaged and taken the time to give us feedback on how we can make this better. We know we could have done better in many respects, so we'd like to acknowledge that and apologise for some of the frustrations that you've experienced. As part of the review, we've not only looked at the change process, but the entire operating model, the roles and responsibilities of the different elements of the code managers, and how this is aligned with RECO's own objectives. We've looked at the interactions we have with service providers, central systems, parties and stakeholders, and how we can make that better. During the review, we've worked to a set of principles designed to ensure we're meeting the objectives of the REC, engaging with stakeholders and are always considering their voice in the process, making the process efficient and agile by removing duplication, and making sure the process is transparent by having clear steps with a defined order in which those steps are carried out.
Well, the principles of the review seem like a really sound approach to identifying improvements, which will address the feedback that's been raised. How can our listeners find out more about the detail of the improvements?
So over the next few weeks, we'll be releasing a series of podcasts detailing the changes we've made and other areas we're looking to improve as part of this project. So episode 2 will cover process improvements. We know the current process is too long and there is too much duplication. We'll go into detail about how the improvements we've made to the change process to make it more agile, engaging, and an overall slicker, more efficient process. Episode 3 will cover how we've tested the proposals using a task force that was set up in August 2023 to focus on 52 changes that were either classed as low priority, paused or not started, and we're sat in a backlog of changes. We'll also walk through some of the case studies so far, including where we've bundled up change proposals or linked some CPs together. And then our final podcast in the change improvement series, we'll look at our new Change Hub proof of concept. So following all the feedback that we gathered, we've identified a need for a new system to better facilitate engagement and collaboration between areas of the code managers and stakeholder parties. We're always looking to continuously improve and we'd love to hear from you on how we can do that. If anyone has any questions about any aspects of the change process, we're here to help. Just drop us an email to inquiries@recmanager.co.uk. We'll keep you informed as we progress. This is just the beginning of our new ways of working. The Code Manager hosted a change process workshop on the 4th of October, which is available for you to watch on the REC events page on the portal. And there's also a form there as well where you can provide feedback.
Well, thanks, Holly. There's loads more information coming down the line, obviously. I've seen the recording from the workshop on the 4th of October, and there's a lot of really useful context and detail about what's planned. So if stakeholders don't want to wait for the podcasts, I recommend they give it a watch. But for now, that's all we have time for on this podcast. I hope you've enjoyed listening and that it's been useful to hear more about the improvements to the change process coming down the line. I'll speak to you on the next one.